Hey, this is Corey M. Coons, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We've got another artist story for you today. Today we've got Corey M. Coons, who's going to be joining us here in a minute. So we're looking forward to meeting Corey and hearing his story and finding out everything that he has going on. Listen to some of his music. It's going to be a good time, so stick around. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and our website is ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Please check back often for more great podcasts like this one. We have a full-blown music podcast that we do once a week, the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We go live on Facebook once a week where you guys can join in and have fun and joke around with us. We have a good time, me and my cohorts, Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins. It's a good time. And as well as a lot of other specials and different specialty podcasts that we have up there, Wicked Riff Wednesday, Bluesy Tuesday, Rockin' Rants. We have all kind of cool stuff there. So you can find that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. So check that out. Check back often. There's a lot of cool stuff there. All right. As I was telling you guys at the top of the podcast here, we have Corey M. Coons with us today. Corey grew up in Eastern Ontario and is passionate about music since his early teens, began learning guitar and bass, which led him to crafting his own melodies and musical ideas while still in high school. So he got started at an early age. Shortly after that, he would begin traveling and performing in a variety of cover bands throughout the mid to late 90s in both Ontario and the southeastern United States. Corey, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Lou.
So, Corey, you started early. What made you pick up the guitar in the first place?
Well, I actually started playing bass. That came first. Well, I guess if you go back to when I was a kid, I had a little guitar that I was given for Christmas, but I didn't actually know how to play. So
right.
When I got to about 13 years old, I started playing bass. That was my instrument I picked. And I remember being in grade 7, I think, and my music teacher at the time, Mrs. Howard, I believe was her name, and she brought in a bass guitar to the classroom one day, and she asked if anybody in the class would like to come up and play. So like nobody's putting their hands up, so I'm like, well, I'm going up. So that's it. So I just put my hand up and said, I'm going to go up and play. So I went up and basically did like 3 little note patterns to Bob Seger's Old Time Rock and Roll. I think that was the first little ditty I did on the bass guitar. So I was in front of my 7th grade class. So that's kind of how I got started into playing.
And so you are a well-accomplished guitarist. You have as well as being a singer-songwriter, you know, artist in your own right, you're also teach as well. So what brought you over to the 6 strings?
Well, I've always kind of played guitar. I've always had an acoustic alongside the bass since I started, so I always kind of like wrote little melodies and did some little chord progressions as I was playing bass. I played bass professionally for about 12 years in some cover bands like you had mentioned earlier and traveled and stuff in the 90s, but then at the end of the 90s, I kind of came off the road from the band I'd been touring with in the southeast of the States, and just kind of picked up and got into the guitar a little more seriously. I was writing and creating a lot of my own ideas for the first record I ever released, which was in 1999, with sort of a classic rock feel. It was like a band that I called Tycoons at the time, and we kind of went out and did classic rock, plus some original stuff that I had written, obviously, for the band. And so, I started playing guitar pretty much from the new millennium on, pretty much full-time, and just kept on rolling with writing my songs and my ideas, and went right through the 2000 era, and which kind of sort of leads us, or I guess I released about 3 or 4 of my own albums, and right now this would be number 5, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 or 6, something like that, depending on, some of them I don't count as official little releases, but yeah. And The Long Road Home is where we are now with the latest melodic rock album.
Why are you so passionate about music?
Well, I just grew up listening to music. My mom always had the old country radio station on here, in our old house, just down the road from where I live now, actually. And I always remember listening to old country music. And then once I got sort of into high school, I kind of get into the whole, you know, melodic rock and the L.A. music scene, the Poisons, the Motley Crues, Teslas, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And kind of get into that whole thing, and just I've always loved rock music and rock and roll music. I mean, going right back to Elvis Presley in the early 50s and all that stuff. And just passionate about it, and just always seemed to have the ideas in my head to want to put them to music and write melodies and songs and get out there and perform. I love performing, and I've done that for most of my life, on and off, you know, professionally and semi-professionally at certain times. So.
So you have an album that was released just this year?
Yeah, it came out earlier this year, just in I think February actually of 2018.
And tell us about that and who you worked with on it.
Yeah, we started recording that actually in 2017, so it basically took almost a year or a little more than a year to get the whole thing completely done and mixed. And we worked with Mr. Ron Nevison. I'm sure many people are familiar with from 70s and 80s, you know, bands like Heart and Bad Company and you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd and all kinds of stuff he's produced, Ozzy, Kiss, and all those big names over the years. And I always wanted to work with a very high-level producer of that caliber, and he was pretty much right up my alley for who I wanted to work with. And so it was my second record working with Ron, because I did one in 2014 called Share a Little Time. It was an EP. And was fortunate enough to get down to Los Angeles a few times that year, starting with the recording of that, and then did some LA Music Awards stuff, and was fortunate enough to get a studio producer's choice for the studio record of the year. And then, so I wanted to do another full record, so sort of an old school 8-song record we did for this one, and we just picked the best and the most solid tunes that we liked, myself and my guitar player Mark from Cornwall, and we took a trip to Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington, right there on the border sort of thing, and we recorded the whole 8 tracks there, bass, drums, guitars, some vocals, and then we kind of came back and forth between Mark's studio and Cornwall and sent ideas back and forth from then on for the rest of the year, and just took our time and got it all finished, I guess, in February. So,
awesome. So, and the title of the album is what again?
The Long Road Home.
The Long Road Home. Okay, and we're going to play the title track. Okay, so here we go. Here we go, guys. This is The Long Road Home by Corey M. Coons on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Miles today, saw the sky was gray. When I turned around, I could hear the sound of the pouring rain. Now it's all been said, the sun will rise again. Got no time to choose, win or lose. Great. Running down a dead man's dream, got torn at the seams in the liar's chair. Crazy days of living the years left me tattered and bruised, nowhere to land. Long road of sleepless nights, better hold on tight to the steering wheel. Running down a dead man's dream, got me torn at the seams. Got nowhere to land. Nowhere to land. Got nowhere to land. Nowhere to
Okay, that is the really cool track. How, what are some of your, I know kind of what I hear in there, but I'm kind of curious, because you worked alongside and opened for a lot of other Canadian artists. So what other Canadian artists is sort of like have inspired you?
Well, I'd have to say someone like Brian Adams has been a big influence for sure. Lots of melodic rock bands like April Wine, you know, have been around for a long time, classic band from the 70s and the 80s. You know, stuff like that. I opened for Kim Mitchell once, opened for April Wine a couple of times in my sort of local area here where I'm from. Trying to remember, Glass Tiger, I think, was another band I did a show with. So, I mean, there's all kinds of great Canadian acts. I mean, I like the very melodic sound, you know, the melodic rock sound. And also kind of got, as we get later into my life here, I kind of got influenced by some of the country rock stuff too, you know. Not so much the Canadian stuff there, but, you know, artists like Keith Urban and stuff.
Yeah. There's definitely a touch of that, you know, of that sound in what you do, for sure. I would call it Americana, but you're Canadian, so is that Canadicana?
No, actually, Americana is great because we're all North American.
Gotcha.
Right? Americana, yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's great. It's kind of Ruth Rock sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely, man. What does the next what is the next like 6 to 12 months look like for you? What do you have coming up?
Well, we're finishing out the rest of this year up until January. We're just promoting with Michael at MTS Management there. We're promoting. We just re-released the first two singles off this record, Long Road, the one you heard, and Once Too Many, Twice Not Enough. He's got a new distribution deal with someone he's working with MTS Records, so got some wider distribution, so that's pretty cool. And then we're working on a third single right now, and the video is just about completed. It's going to be from a song called Would You Stay, which is a little more of sort of a middle-of-the-road tempo song, sort of pop rockish, I guess you would kind of say. So that's coming up, and looking forward to getting that out there. And just been nominated, actually, at the Indie Music Channel, which is very cool. I just found out a couple days ago in a couple different categories on the Indie Music Channel for the Radio Music Awards, one in the Americana category and one in the Rock Songwriter category, I think. So.
Wow, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's I'm pretty honored about that. And so, yeah, we're just going to, you know, forge ahead doing the promotional stuff. And I got a couple little local gigs coming up, an acoustic show in December, and then another band show coming up. And then we'll see what takes us into the new year. And then hopefully we can get out and do some more gigs with my band and stuff and sort of keep the ball rolling, hopefully.
Are you on a, I mean, I know some artists do this, you know, are you on a sort of release schedule? You're thinking, you know, oh, I want to put something out every year, or how do you sort of feel? Was there just like whenever you feel like you have enough songs to do a record, like how do you sort of like in your mind, like how do you sort of think about it?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Thank you. I think I'm kind of old school. I like releasing albums still. A lot of people say, well, why do you release an album? Because, you know, anymore people don't buy CDs, they don't buy albums, you know. It's a tough business, obviously, and with the downloading and the streaming nowadays, a lot of artists just release singles.
Right.
So what I'm kind of doing with Michael is I have the album, but I'm releasing singles, sort of re-releasing them, because I've had everything on CD Baby and stuff and iTunes myself as an independent. But now I can sort of re-release these singles with Michael. So that's kind of a cool element too. So, but I still love the whole concept of an album. I mean, I think about my next one that I might do in a couple of years' time. We'll see how things go. But, you know, in the new year, maybe there'll be a song or two that'll come out again, something new. Or maybe some older stuff. I've got some stuff that I did on a retrospective album that kind of encapsulated my stuff from 1999 right through to 2010. So I've got some stuff there that was, was stuff released locally here in sort of Eastern Ontario and stuff, but never really got the wider distribution that I was kind of hoping for. So yeah. Maybe with Michael, we can get that out there too, maybe re-release a couple things there. So we'll see how that goes.
If you had to pick somebody, you could, you know, this is your fantasy, you know, pick somebody to cover one of your songs, who would you pick?
Well, so many great people I wish I could work with, and some are not living anymore, obviously. Like someone like Tom Petty would have been amazing. Brian Wilson, Beach Boys, I love the very melodic sounds of the stuff. Obviously, he's an innovator over the years, and getting the chance to go see him next week, actually, here in Ottawa, Ontario. Brian Wilson and his band, so... Cool. Someone like that would be amazing, but I mean, Keith Urban or somebody, or Bon Jovi has been a big influence. I've got that sort of mentioned to me over the years from different people, and Bryan Adams, another Canadian. So stuff, you know, those guys are huge, and it'd be amazing to work with someone like that, or have them take one of my songs, or anybody that's new too. I mean, obviously, there's so much great independent talent coming out now. So,
Okay, so go ahead. Other than yourself. Name a Canadian artist or band that we should know about, other than yourself. We know we should know about you, and now we've met you, we know about you. But somebody that you've run across, you know, that maybe in America, around the world, people don't know about, who you just go, this guy or this band is so freaking awesome. They need to break worldwide. Who would introduce us?
It's hard. I don't follow a lot. I listen to the radio, but I listen to more of the older classic stuff.
So okay.
When the new stuff comes out, it's anybody I discover online. So, I mean, I know there's a young kid out of Toronto, Lyric Dubay, I think his name is. Mm-hmm. And he's like just a young kid, and he's a rocker. And I get a lot of stuff. I hear some stuff on Kingston's Q108, which is a radio station that I am familiar with online and stuff. So he's somebody that's young and up and coming. For Canadian artists, I mean, I'm working with Michael at MTS. He's got some Canadian artists that are on roster too, like Ed Roman. He's doing very well for himself. I mean, he's got amazing stuff, you know.
I know Ed. Ed, I think, was my first Michael Stover interview. I think it was Ed. I've had him on a couple of times now. He's a good guy.
That's awesome. Great guy. Yeah. And then there's Across the Board, another new Canadian band. Well, I guess they've been out for a few years, but they're working with Michael as well. And so they seem to be doing very well.
Yeah. Jackie, right? Jackie Augusta, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jackie Augusta. Yeah. I know her. Yeah. Okay. So why don't you go ahead and plug like your website and where people can find you online and check out all your cool stuff.
Yeah, for sure. You can go to my website. Official website is www.coreymcoons.com. And then all my links are there. There's Facebook links, Twitter links, YouTube, Spotify, CD Baby, if you want to download the music or purchase music online, you can go to my music section on the website. Everything's there, so it's all accessible from the website.
Any parting thoughts? Anything you'd like to share with the audience before we wrap up today's interview?
Well, thanks so much for having me on. This has been great. I just want to say to everybody, hopefully you get a chance to check out my music whenever you can, and try to reach as many people as I can, and hopefully... touch people with the music and get some good reaction, and I hope you enjoy it. And thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate all the support from yourself here in the show and from everybody.
Excellent. All right, Corey, thanks a lot for coming on today. If you could hang out for a minute, I need to wrap up the podcast, but I need to do a little business with you when we're done. So if you got a minute, to hang out for while I do this?
Sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, guys, Corey M. Coons, and he's everywhere. And you can find his URL is coreymcoons.com, and that is C-O-O-N-S C-O-R-Y. You can find all his cool stuff there. There's a lot of the videos and All the links to everything. You're a good jumping off point there. And of course, there's Facebook and all the fun stuff there. So really looking to, forward to hearing more from Corey, and wish him really well. And we're glad that he was on today. You guys have been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Listen, if you've been listening on Podbean or iTunes or Spotify or whatever, there's a little link somewhere to share. So if you're digging what Corey is doing, please share the podcast, because when you share the podcast, what you do is you get the word out about Corey and how awesome he is and how great his music is and all your friends. Chances are, guys, if you like Corey's music, then probably the people you're hanging out with and, you know, in the different social media groups that you're involved with, they're going to dig him too. So this is a great way for you to be proactive in getting great music out there and keeping great guitar-driven music alive. I can't stress this enough. Nowadays, in 2018, it is you guys that are out there that are really making the music business happen. So please, if you're digging what Corey does, hit that share button if you haven't already. Just throw it up on your Facebook, Twitter, wherever you are, whatever you like, and let your friends know that Corey's a badass, you love his music, and you want him to check it out. So, it's enough about that. Anyways, guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You can go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. That's our website. Please check back often for more great podcasts like this. If you would, you want to get involved with a group of really cool people, I know you do, cool people that love great music, like Corey's music and a lot of the other artists we're playing here, I would encourage you to get involved with our inner circle. We have an inner circle. It's a private group of folks that are passionate about great music. Some of them play a little music themselves, but mostly it's just people that love music, especially guitar-driven music, and we get together in a private Facebook group, and plus you get exclusive music, you get exclusive downloads, exclusive video, exclusive conversation. You get in on podcast planning sessions. It's a lot of fun stuff. And you can do that by going to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Check that out. It's for you guys that want to, you know, take it up a notch, go to the next level. You can do that there. Guys, it's been a lot of fun, and really a special thanks to Corey for taking a few minutes to tell his story today. And we'll catch you guys all in the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.